COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from legal Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IAMCannabisSativa. You can follow me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. All right. So I know that I know that not everyone lives in the West. And I know that not everyone lives in an area where cannabis medical cannabis is accessible for Amish and Amish Shrooms. Heck, in many countries, because there's such a sort of conservative bent, or because the leaders of that population have a more conservative or more authoritarian bent or more traditional bent in general. They see all cannabis as bad, or all cannabis as belonging in the same illegal category. But if you've been a listener of my podcast these last 3 or 4 years, we've talked about the fact that there are so many cannabinoids in cannabis that don't even cause a high, that can be used to treat various medical illnesses. So for people that live, and again, I get listeners from all over the world, 70 countries and counting, including many countries where being caught with any of this can lead to death. Thank you guys for holding it down for so long. Thank you guys for being such loyal listeners. It's not lost on me at all. But again, I tried to bring enough for all Nugget Nooches, so not just people that live in legal states. we're trying to brainstorm for everyone here. So, so yeah, this is one site, and again, I'm not really being paid by anyone, but Open Book Extracts. So they have like a bunch of different like cannabinoids, but so again, I mean, if you're in a place where you don't really want to, you know, you don't really want to get intoxicants, even if you live in the U.S. or whatever. I'd have to look this up, but I wouldn't imagine you can get this overseas or whatever. So this particular vendor doesn't apply, but I'm pointing this out to show that there are so many other cannabinoids out there that can be isolated and that can be used for various medical problems. And again, you don't even have to do the whole Delta 9 THC or Delta 8. You can just sidestep that. You know, various countries that I'm talking about, like Singapore, all these other countries, they can, you know, I get that everyone's values and everyone's belief systems are different, but I don't see what the harm is in allowing CBD, CBN, CBDV. I don't see the harm in allowing tinctures of that or isolates of that or capsules of it. I don't see the harm in that. And the millions of people that need this as a medicine would benefit. And it's not going to upend their way of life. And it's not going to really... it's not going to really change the fabric of that society by allowing these non-intoxicant cannabinoids, if that's the perception. But again, I just wanted to give you guys food for thought. So Plain Jane, this is another site with it. So there's THCV, CBDV, CBG. Plain Jane, pretty not too different. CBG, CBN isolate. THCV, so it's probably that same broad spectrum. Let's double check. All right. So yeah, this breaks down how much percentage is in each of these sort of things here. But as you can see, you can get ones with a variety of different non-intoxicating cannabinoids. You know, I think that's what these holdout countries can look into. They can go this route and just allow the isolated form of the non-intoxicant ones. But I just wanted to throw this idea out as a trial balloon. Let me know what you guys think. If you live in Singapore, you live in any of these countries where, you know, where cannabis reform, even modest cannabis reform, is a very, very challenging sort of thing to do, this might be one route to consider. But not from me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa. You can follow me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/Greg/C
H-T-T-P-S:// 65TG2NR. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65TG2NR. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% off ISO, 15% off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.